堂听 class.com。
Question number one.
Today is the last day to register for the class, isn't that right?
Question number two. The bill arrived from the bookstore a week ago. Question number three.
Did David show up at the game?
Question number four.
Under the window is the new heating unit.
Question number five.Mary used to enter all the races, but now she's given up running. Question number six.
This sauce is sweeter than I'd prefer.
Question number seven. Let's work at home this week. Question number eight.
You will come to the art exhibit, won't you?
Question number nine. My sister lent me some change.Question number 10.
As soon as Larry gets here, we'll leave for class.
Question number 11.
I can't help thinking it was all my fault.
Question number 12.
Harry had Chris take notes for him.
Question number 13.
He failed to, and he misread the price tag.
Question number 14.
It pays to take a look at the laboratory manual before class.
Number 16.
We couldn't be more pleased by the pictures.
Question number 16.
I really felt the movie was a waste of money, didn't you?
Go on to the next page. Question number 17.
If only he'd drive more slowly.
Question number 18.
The dean herself phoned the registrar's office.
Question number 19.
Kane's essay was criticized by a famous author.
Question number 20.
Don't tell me you're going out again.
Begin part B with question number 21. Question number 21.
You're looking a little overwhelmed.
No wonder. I've got a million things to do, and all of them have to be finished in the next 20 minutes.
What does the man need? Question number 22.
Our basketball team's won every game so far.
Isn't that because of the new coach?
What does the women's imply? Question number 23.
Were there a lot of people at the concert last night?
It was really pretty crowded. Some people were standing in the aisles.
What does the man mean?
Question number 24. Do you have any idea what this notice is about?
I'm as much in the dark as you are.
What does the woman mean? Question number 25.
I thought you were planning to take that psychology course at the graduate school.
I was.But I spoke with Dean Jansen, and she talked me out of it.
What did Dean Jansen do?
I'm number 26.
Has the school ever closed because of the weather?
Only once, I think.
What does the man mean?
Question number 27. Lois is going to play volleyball this afternoon.
Should she be doing that today, or soon after her injury?
What does the woman imply? Question number 28.
Aren't you watching the movie on television?
It isn't on until 8.
What does the woman mean? Question number 29.
This is the longest assignment we've had all semester.
You're telling me. We'll be lucky if we can do half of it.
What does the woman say about the assignment?Question number 30.
What time should I be at the festival this evening?
Oh, so you can come. About 7:30.
What had the woman assumed? Question number 31.
Bob wants to know how much this car costs.
Why? He can't buy a new car until he sells his old one.
What does the man mean? Go on to the next page.
Question number 32. Would you like some dessert?
No, thanks. I've been sitting here too long already.
What does the woman mean? Question number 33. Well, he certainly made a mess of that pencil.
Don't be too hard on him. He was only trying to help.
What does the woman say about Larry? Question number 34. You really should get more exercise, Helen.
Well, look who's talking.
What does the woman imply about the man? Question number 35.
Some of the younger students seem quite aggressive in the meeting.
Yes, they really took over when it came to the issue of voting rights. What does the man say about the younger students? The end of part B. Questions 36 through 39. Listen to the conversation between two friends.
I think we ought to turn around and head back down the trail.
Tired after just a few miles?
Not at all. But there's a cumulonimbus cloud building up there.
So? I don't really care if it gets cloudy. The sun's been pretty strong.
Right. But those clouds mean a thunderstorm. Lots of rain and sometimes even hail with those kinds of clouds.
That doesn't sound so great. But I thought that those cumulonimbuses were fair weather clouds.
You're thinking of cumulus clouds, I bet. These are definitely cumulonimbus.
How on earth did you ever learn all that? From a meteorology course?
I'm an English major. But growing up on a farm, you learn a lot about weather.
You convinced me. Let's turn back. And maybe on the way down, you can give me a lesson on clouds.
Sure thing. But let's get going.
Question number 36. Where does this conversation take place? Question number 37. What is the woman trying to accomplish in this conversation? Question number 38. What does the woman do at present? Question number 39. What will the man and woman probably do next? Questions 40 through 45. Listen to the talk.
The silkworm gave people the idea of making rayon, a synthetic material that feels much like silk. Saint-Hilaire de Chardonnay was the scientist who finally succeeded in producing imitation silk commercially. Chardonnay noticed that silkworms digested mulberry leaves into liquid cellulose, and then forced the liquid out through tiny holes to form slender threads. He was unable to match the exact digestive chemistry of silkworms, but he tried dissolving mulberry leaves in nitric acid to extract the cellulose. Then he imitated silkworms by forcing the mixture through tiny holes. Chardonnay tried using trees as another source of cellulose and found that the results were just as good. Since then, rayon has replaced silk in many commercial enterprises.
Question number 40. What is the main topic of the talk? Question number 41. What is Chardonnay known for? Question number 42. What especially interested Chardonnay about silkworms? Question number 43. What do silkworms eat? Question number 44. How did Chardonnay imitate the silkworm? Question number 45. What did Chardonnay use trees for? Questions 46 through 50. Listen to the conversation.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to look at some articles that are on reserve in the library for Anthropology 311.
Professor Gillis's class?
That's right. How did you know?
Let's just say you're not the first person who has come in asking for those articles.
Oh, well, seeing as how I haven't read any of them yet, it doesn't really matter which one you give me first.
I'm afraid I can't give you any of them at the moment. They've all been checked out.
You're kidding.
All of them? Every last one. I've asked Professor Gillis twice already to bring in additional copies of the articles, but no sooner do I place them on the shelf than they're gone. See that girl in the black sweater? She's been waiting for half an hour for those same articles to be returned.
Oh, great. And here I went out of my way to free up the whole afternoon to read.
I'm sorry, but there's not a whole lot I can do about it. All I can suggest is that you come in first thing tomorrow morning and try again. We open at 8.
Question number 46. What can be inferred about the woman who is speaking? Question number 47. What is the man surprised to learn? Question number 48. What can be inferred about the student from Anthropology 311? Question number 49. What does the woman say about Professor Gillis? Question number 50. What does the woman suggest the man do?
Go on to the next page. Now we will begin part A with question number one. Question number one. Frank likes his son black, but Sarah takes hers with cream and sugar. Question number two.
The start of the football game has been delayed an hour.
Question number three.
Another lab report. That's what I have to do over the weekend.
Question number four.
I've discarded the old paper.
Question number five.
It'll take me only 3 minutes to duplicate the two as fast.
Question number six. The speaker showed up late for his statistics lecture. Question number seven.
I almost thought you were someone else with that short haircut.
Question number eight.
No matter how hard you try, she doesn't seem to get anywhere.
Question number nine.
My teacher's head is bothering me.
Question number ten. This computer is driving me up the walls. Question number 11.
This is supposed to be fiction, but I think the author has drawn on her own experience.
Question number 12.
Despite chilly weather, the loyal fans enjoy every second of the outdoor concert.
Question number 13. I got the time mixed up and went to the wrong class. Question number 14.
Only breakfast will be served at the cafeteria during the holidays.
Question number 15.
You climbed those steps?
Question number 16.
The place in the book was marked by a sheet of paper.
Question number 17.
The new school is nowhere near finished yet.
Question number 18.
No sooner did we begin having dinner than the doorbell.
Question number 19.
I expect to have papers ready to sign by this afternoon.
Question number 20.
Her discovery is critical in the development of the vaccine.
Now we will begin part B with the first conversation. Question number 21.
Were you able to understand that French novel without any help from the teacher?
I did pretty well, but I had to fall back on my dictionary occasionally.
What does the man mean? Question number 22.
It's much too beautiful a day to waste indoors.
You're right. Let's make the most of it.
What are the women probably going to do?
23.
Do you think we can wrap up this report by 5?
Have you looked at the clock recently? What does the man imply? Question number 24.
Hey, Janice, do you want to go see a show tonight? I've got 2 passes in the theater. Thanks, but the Olympics are on television.
What can be inferred about Janice? Question number 25. It never fails. It's raining hard outside, and I'm stuck without an umbrella.
I'd like to let you have mine, but I have to go out soon.
What does the woman imply? Question number 26.
Both Sam and George are very strong runners.
I've got a feeling Sam's going to finish first. What does the man mean? Question number 27.
Sally really is amazing, isn't she? She has that part-time job, and she studies harder than most of us.
I know, yet she still finds time to volunteer at the hospital.
What do the speakers imply about Sally? Question number 28.
I've got to fix this hole in my coat.
Why not just buy a new coat? What does the man imply? Number 29. I never seem to have any money.
Why not put part of your salary into a special account each week?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Question number 30.
Barbara, I'm glad you could assist us in our demonstration. But aren't you supposed to go to Dr. Crown's lecture today?
I sent Kathy to take notes for you.
Why is Barbara free to help with the demonstration? Question number 31. Any luck at the box office?
I got us 2 tickets for the matinee, but one's in the 4th row and the other's in the 8th.
What does the woman mean? Question number 32. What did you use to make that soup?
I put everything in the refrigerator into it.
What does the woman say about the soup? Question number 33.
The dean just announced that Dr. Jeffries is going to take over as chairperson of the English department.
I knew it all along. He was the obvious choice. What does the man mean? Question number 34.
Carolyn's postcard says she'll be back today.
What out-of-the-way place did she send it from? What does the man want to know? Question number 35.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the student association meeting
is? It was going to meet in room 110, but it was changed to the auditorium for more space. What does the man imply? This is the end of Part B. Continuing stage. Now we will begin Part C. Questions 36 through 38. Listen to a conversation between a police officer and a young man.
Can I see your license and registration, please?
What's the matter, officer? Did I do something wrong?
You were speeding. You certainly were. Do you have any idea how fast you were going?
Not sure, but I think I was going about 35.
This street is in a 25-mile-per-hour speed zone now.
It is?
In this state, the speed limit in residential areas is 25, unless otherwise posted. Besides, there are signs all along this street.
I'm sorry, officer. I guess I didn't notice. I was thinking about my job in the field. I'm on my way to it right now, and I hadn't planned to come this way.
What do you mean?
Well, I was going to come down Elm Street, but the traffic was really backed up. There was some kind of construction going on. I turned onto a side street and ended up here. Give me a break. I'm nervous enough as it is.
Well, since you have an interview, I'll give you a warning this time. But keep your eye on the speedometer from now on, whether you're on a street you're familiar with or not.
Question number 36. Why does the officer think the man should know the speed limit? Question number 37. What can be inferred about the man? Question number 38. What did the police officer finally do? Questions 39 through 42. Listen to the talk given to students about recycling trash. Thank you all for coming today to hear about the new recycling program on campus. Right now, all recycling is voluntary, but in the near future, it will most likely be mandatory. The recycling we planned is really a three-part program: sorting, collecting, and distributing. The first part, sorting, is the hardest to get through. Most people don't like to take the time to separate their trash, and this is usually where most recycling programs fail. However, we're determined to make ours work. Instead of seeing the usual brown trash cans on the campus, from now on we'll see four different colors of trash cans. Pink trash cans are from paper, green cans are from glass, maroon ones are from metal, and white ones are from all other ways. Just remember, pink, paper, green, glass, maroon, metal, and white, waste. After the trash is sorted, it needs to be collected and then distributed to the correct recycling facilities. That's where all of you come in. Since this program is still a volunteer program, we're asking students to give a little of their time to the project, probably no more than 6 hours per person each week. And again, your job would be to collect the sorted trash and take it to the different centers for recycled trash. If you're willing to help us with the program by giving 6 hours a week, please write your name and phone number on this notepad. Question number 39. What is the main purpose of the talk? Question number 40. According to the speaker, why do most recycling programs fail? Question number 41. What will be the color of the trash can for paper? Question number 42. What will be the primary responsibility of the volunteers? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a conversation between two university students.
Oh, Larry, I've been meaning to talk to you.
Hi, Denise. What's up?
I have this great job lined up to manage a clothing store at the mall.
So what's the problem?
Well, one of the professors in my department just told me about a summer internship program that's available. She thinks I might be able to intern in the office of the Wayfarers Hotel during time.
Sounds like a great opportunity, too. Why not take advantage of it?
I'd love to, especially since I'm studying hotel management. It'd be a great way to get some practical experience in that town.
And you never know. It might lead to something with them after graduation. They're one of the biggest hotel chains in the area.
You're right. But the drawback is that I wouldn't be making nearly as much money as I would working in a clothing store. Not to mention the discount I'd get on clothes.
How much does the internship pay?
They throw their interns a small stipend and give them free room and board for the summer.
Well, if I were you, I'd take the internship anyway. You could always get a job during the school year next year to make a few extra bucks.
Question number 43. Why does Denise want to talk to Larry? Question number 44. Why might the summer internship be a good opportunity for Denise? Question number 45. What is the main disadvantage of the summer internship for Denise? Question number 46. What does Larry suggest Denise do? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk about cola-flavored soft drinks.
How many of you drink cola? Everybody. Did you know that cola started out not as a soft drink, but as a cure for headaches back in the late 1800s? John S. Pemberton, a druggist from Atlanta, had experimented for many months trying to find a cure for the common headache. He worked in his backyard, mixing and heating different combinations of oils and flavors, until he found one that seemed promising. Pemberton bottled the mixture and began selling it in drugstores as a concentrated syrup that the customer had to mix with water before drinking. Cola's transformation from a medicinal syrup to a carbonated soft drink came about quite by accident. One day, a customer came into a drugstore complaining of a headache and asked for a bottle of cola syrup. He wanted to take it right away, so he asked the clerk to mix the medicine while he waited. The clerk, instead of walking to the other end of the counter to get plain water, suggested mixing the syrup with soda water. The customer agreed, and after drinking it, remarked how good it tasted. The clerk continued offering the mix, and carbonated colas grew in popularity. Today, carbonated colas are sold in most countries around the world, and although they no longer contain the ingredients used to cure headaches, they are still very refreshing.
Question number 47. What does a speaker mainly discuss? Question number 48. How was cola originally sold? Question number 49. Why does the speaker mention John Pemberton? Question number 50. How was cola syrup made into a soft drink?